Thank you, Lord, that we get to once again open your word. I pray that today my heart will be soft towards my wife, Kathy, and that we all will learn to love our spouse as we love ourselves. Help us to truly demonstrate your love, Jesus Christ, as we work with all the different relationships that you've blessed us with. Amen. Today's text is Ephesians 5:33. Believe it or not, we're actually coming to the end of Ephesians 5. And the title is Love and Respect. Again, we're in that section that was talking about submitting, and I think it's so important in this day and age we're living in right now that we, as Christians, demonstrate proper submission to one another, proper submission to whatever authorities are over us. We need to place ourselves in positions to protect those that we love, to defend those that need defense, and there's a lot of defenseless individuals that don't have a voice, and if we have any kind of voice at all, we need to speak up for them. That's part of submission, and that's part of who we need to be out of reverence for Christ. Today's text starts with, however. I love it. When it starts with that, you know it's referring to something else. So he was telling you a whole lot of something, but he says, however, each of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. That kind of goes to the verse before it. So last week we talked about this is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. And when Paul writes to us, he's writing on a lot of different layers. He's written this section that looks like at the beginning it's written to wives and husbands, but really then he tells us, actually, what I'm talking about is Christ and the church. It doesn't take away the fact that, yes, however, it still applies to husbands and wives, but He's talking to the people about Jesus Christ and the church. And so all of those things about being one and being unified and love and you know, it's all been about Jesus. Everything really was about Christ and his church. And Christ and the church are so closely united, it's like you can't separate them. But he's saying also the same thing applies to marriage. In fact, marriage should be a picture of Christ and the church. And if we get it right, husbands are going to, in fact, love their wives like Christ loves us, like Christ loves the church, and the wives will be able to respect and position themselves so that the marriage is a successful communion. It's a successful combination of two people becoming one. One thing I noticed is that sometimes when I start looking at textual units in Scripture, you know, if you follow, most of your Bibles probably have like headings on sections, and so you can kind of break those sections out and think, well, this is a story that could probably stand alone pretty well. And so we've got this section that's titled Instruction for Christian Households, and it starts with verse 21 of chapter 5, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. It talks about relationships between wives and husbands, between children and parents, between employees and employers, and it goes through a number of these things. But it doesn't take away the fact that there were a lot of words that took place before this. And so some of the teachings, the previous teachings in Ephesians, are also relevant. And I'm not going to be able to go through all of Ephesians. That would be kind of fun, just going through the entire book of Ephesians, thinking about how does this apply to husbands and wives. But I would like to just highlight a few things, jumping back to chapter 4. Live a life worthy of the calling you received. Husbands and wives, when we're communicating with one another, when we're loving one another, we're living a life worthy of the calling that we received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. You know, that sometimes is hard to do in marriage, isn't it? Where do we fall apart more often? It's in the closest relationships. Kids with their parents. Employees with their bosses. Husbands and wives. Be completely humble and gentle. If we could just learn that, that helps us do all the other things that chapter 5 was talking about with relationship to marital relations. Be patient. Do you think marriage requires patience? Any kind of close relationship, does it require patience? Bearing with one another in love. If we recognize that, yeah, there's going to be times where things aren't perfect, things seem to be coming up, and there's conflict and there's potential for disaster, if we can remember to just be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Verse 3, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. That's all good advice for couples, isn't it? What happens when the unity of the Spirit breaks down, when there's not peace in the household? Yeah. And I don't mean if it happens. I mean when it happens. There's reality. Verses 12 and 13 talked about, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That is some crazy talk, isn't it? How are we as humans going to ever have the full measure of Christ? The whole measure of His fullness. And yet, if we can do that in a marital relationship, guess what? That marriage is going to be stronger and better. Speaking the truth in love. Is there ever a temptation in marriage to withhold truth? Verse 16, from Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. You know that as couples, there's work to be done. It takes effort to make a marriage successful. It takes effort to build yourselves up. And if the two become one, they still need to find a way to demonstrate in love that they can build themselves up and grow and mature. If your love for one another is waning, let's get back to Jesus. Let's get back to, you know, who He is and what He's done. We should be waxing in our love for one another all the time. Should be growing and growing and building up. Verse 22 of chapter 4. You were taught to put off your old self. Now, in a marriage bond, in a marriage relationship, the two become one. The man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and you're putting off your singleness. That's a problem in a lot of marriages where one spouse or the other decides to kind of be married but kind of still be single. And that doesn't work. You need to put off your old self, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. If your attitude is, we're one, we're till death do us part one. And then to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So working continually toward righteousness and holiness, working toward building up that bond of love. Verse 25, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor. I think that would also apply to speak truthfully to your husband, speak truthfully to your wife. For we are all members of one body. And especially in that marriage relationship, the two become one. Well, if you're members of one another, you better be truthful with one another. There's not going to be any benefit in withholding truth, with speaking untruth. In your anger, there's an assumption in the words here that you will get angry sometimes. If you've never gotten angry, raise your hand. Okay, I think we're all in the same boat then. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Do not give the devil a foothold. Again, I think in marriage relationship, that's especially important. You know, when the wife or the husband gets booted out to the couch out of anger. Now, sometimes you want to go sleep out in the other room because your back hurts and you need to be able to sit in a different position, whatever. You know, you mutually agree that, yeah, it's probably better that you not cough on me all night long. Which one of us is going to go in the other room? There's times where separation is appropriate out of love, but it should never be out of anger, and don't let the sun go down on your wrath. If you get angry with one another, find a way to reconcile that day. Don't let it wait. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up, building each other up, according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Again, that's where we're talking about submitting to one another out of reverence to Christ. You put yourself in a position where you're building up your spouse. You're building up those that are around you. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. I'm sure none of those descriptive words ever get into a marriage situation. Yeah, I mean, it's like, again, who do we end up hurting the most? Who do we end up being hurt by the most? Is those ones that we love the most. And so there's this tendency to have bitterness and let that kind of take root and grow in us. And that can tear a marriage apart. It can ruin relationships. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Did God have to forgive you? Because I think sometimes we want to withhold forgiveness until we think the other person is deserving of forgiveness. But this is saying we forgive as Christ forgave, before the other one's deserving of it. Kind and compassionate. Follow God's example. Walk in the way of love. Among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality. All of those things, a lack of love, not following God's example, those can break apart a marriage. There must not be even a hint of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. Are we thankful in our relationships? Are we recognizing how blessed we are? And then this section that really goes together. I'm going to read Ephesians 5:21 through the end of the chapter there. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without a stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.